Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that affects basically every homeowner in Florida, Amendment 3 and property taxes. David, thanks so much for being here. This is one of those topics that people hear about but honestly don't fully understand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Amendment 3 is really important, especially here in Sarasota and Manatee County. A lot of homeowners are confused about what it actually means for their wallets. So let me break it down. Amendment 3 fundamentally changes how property taxes work in Florida, and it's something that everyone who owns property or is thinking about buying needs to understand.
Okay, so let's start at the basics. What exactly is Amendment 3? Like, what does it do?
So Amendment 3 modifies Florida's property tax system. The core thing it does is change how assessed values are calculated and how that assessment cap works. Historically, Florida had this thing called the Save Our Homes Amendment, which capped how much your property tax assessment could increase each year. It was limited to 3% annually, even if your home's market value went up way more than that. Amendment 3 adjusts that framework.
Oh, wow. So the 3% cap, that's been around for a while, right? And Amendment 3 is changing that?
Right, exactly. The amendment is designed to address some of the issues that came up with the old system. See, what happened over time is that homeowners who'd been in their homes for decades had incredibly low assessed values compared to what their homes were actually worth on the market. So you'd have two identical houses on the same street, but one person's taxes were way lower because they'd owned it longer. Amendment 3 tries to modernize that system while still protecting homeowners from massive tax jumps.
That's actually really interesting because I imagine that creates some inequities in neighborhoods. So for someone sitting in Sarasota or Manatee County right now, what does this actually mean for their property taxes going forward?
That's the practical question everyone wants answered. The impact depends on a few things: how long you've owned your home, what the market values are doing in your area, and how your local county assessor applies the new rules. For some people, it means their assessed value will adjust more frequently and potentially increase faster than it would have under the old cap. For others, there are still protections built in. The key thing is that homeowners need to understand their specific situation and not just assume their taxes will skyrocket.
And you know what I think is so important about this, especially for people looking at the luxury market or even just thinking about buying in Sarasota, is that this affects your overall cost of ownership. I mean, we've covered a lot of stuff on this show, like the citizens insurance depopulation issue and special assessments on condos like the BLVD and the VIEW. Property taxes are another piece of that puzzle, right?
Absolutely. When you're buying a home, you have to factor in the total cost of ownership. And Amendment 3 means that calculation is different now. If you're buying an older home that's had that low assessment for years, you need to know that the assessed value could move closer to market value under Amendment 3. If you're looking at new construction or recently transferred property, the impact might be different. It all matters.
So for someone who's actually in the market right now, what should they be asking their real estate agent or their accountant about Amendment 3?
Great question. They should ask their agent to pull the current assessed value and the market value of any home they're considering. Then they should understand the gap between those two numbers, because that gap tells you something about how Amendment 3 might affect them. They should also look at the property appraiser's website for their county. Both Sarasota and Manatee have great resources, and understand how the new rules apply to their specific property. And honestly, talking to a tax professional or CPA is worth it, especially if you're buying a significant property.
That makes total sense. So Amendment 3 isn't something to be scared of, but it is something to be informed about.
Exactly. It's not a scare tactic situation. It's just reality. The system changed, and homeowners and buyers need to understand what that means for them. Knowledge is power here. If you know how it works, you can make better decisions about buying, selling, or just planning your finances as a homeowner.
David, this has been super helpful. I think a lot of people are going to appreciate having this explained in plain English. Before we go, any final thoughts for our listeners who are trying to navigate this?
Just this. Don't ignore Amendment 3 because it seems complicated. Take the time to understand your own property situation. Talk to professionals. And if you're in Sarasota or Manatee County, use the resources available through your county property appraiser. Being informed makes you a smarter buyer and a smarter homeowner.
Love that. David Liberatore, thanks so much for breaking this down for us. Folks, if you want to learn more about property taxes, Amendment 3, or anything else about buying and selling real estate in Florida, you know where to find us. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore.